Your shout, yeah? Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Say it again. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Avondale. Thought I'd put this on underneath.
Yes.
It's kind of a bit scary, though.
It's a beautiful song. It's
I know. Shout outs to Angelo.
Grammy award winning song.
Welcome to the Cocktail Corner. Here of the Hollywood Avondale. Do you like when people say the Hollywood, or do you just prefer Hollywood Avondale?
Matt, who's the owner, calls it the Hollywood, but I like calling it Hollywood Avondale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hollywood just is kind of like, eh, Hollywood, yeah. Sure.
Fun fact, it's Sea of Trees LTD, trading as the Hollywood Avondale.
And why is it called Sea of Trees? Because whenever I've done an invoice, I've always wondered.
You're like, eh?
What does that mean?
Just keeping the mystery alive.
Yeah.
Twin Peaks, David Lynch style.
Exactly. Speaking of a sea of trees, take us to the Twin Peaks. What the hell is going on at the Hollywood Avondale this weekend? Okay. Obviously something.
Well, it's next weekend Saturday the 11th.
I should get my shit together.
And yeah, the song's got me thinking about the sea of trees and the mood. So David Lynch wrote the song with Angelo Bellamente.
Shout out to those two.
They did it in one take. They just sat together at the Fender Rhodes keyboard, whatever it is, synth, I don't know. And David was speaking to Angelo about the mood. He was saying, I feel the trees around me. I see an owl. The girl is sad.
Oh my God.
She's smiling. And yeah.
And she's screaming.
Yeah.
Oh, fab.
I just think it's so beautiful.
It is so beautiful.
And he was like, David Lynch was like, don't change a thing. Like, yeah. We've done it. And then he won a Grammy. And we and all like, know and love the song.
It's so funny. It's like, I'm going to use this over and over and over again. Yeah. The whole thing. It's
but
perfect.
It's pretty special.
It really is.
Really unique. So we're doing a marathon of Twin Peaks season
what
one.
What the hell?
At the movie theater where no one has ever seen it before. You saw it maybe on television in the 90s.
Probably not, though. Maybe, actually.
Some people.
Hey, if you've seen Twin Peaks before, let us know what you reckon. 5395. I like to just, you know, generally there is a glaze of, like, super fandom when people have seen Twin Peaks. They, like, die hard. But
yeah.
I think it's quite polarizing as a show.
It'd be nice to know if anyone actually watched the first episode when it aired 26 years ago.
Anybody? Anyone? Any listeners that are above, I don't even know what age that would be, but
we were babies.
Yeah, we would have been baby children.
Yeah.
When did it air for the first time?
1990, and on April the 6th or the 9th, I believe.
No, the 9th? It would have been the 6th, surely, because that's my birthday.
Oh, gorgeous.
I mean, that's fab, of course. No wonder you were doing it then. This
at this time. It sort of all just came together.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So fucking sick. I love Twin Peaks. Shout outs to you guys at the Hollywood Avondale for putting this on. Shout outs to David Lynch. Shout outs to Angelo Badalamenti.
Yes.
For the big tunes.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so the Hollywood Avondale is playing the full first season of Twin Peaks next Saturday. And I've heard a tall tale about a performance. I've also heard about unlimited coffee. I've also heard about a cherry pie.
Yeah, all of the above.
Is that all real?
It's all real.
What the f?
So,
so into this.
Yeah, we have Coffee Supreme, who have come on board to co-present this event.
Shout outs to Coffee Supreme.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Damn fine coffee they've got.
Damn fine.
A
cup of Joe for Agent Coop.
Yeah. You'll be able to purchase that throughout the night, and we've got a special price if you want unlimited.
Oh, fab. Yep, very good.
They've also created an amazing take-home bag of ground filter coffee, which is Twin Peaks Hollywood Coffee Supreme branded.
What the?
At the merch
this is
desk.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I know. And some t-shirts, tote bags, coffee mugs, but those for prizes.
Okay.
For best dress.
Oh, okay. So there's another element of this where you have to dress up.
Yeah,
as someone.
Dress up. And log ladies will have like a log check-in where you can leave your logs.
That's really fab. This fucking log check.
Yeah, there's a log check. But obviously It's a long 9-hour marathon. So when you think about it, when you're dressing up, wear something comfortable.
Consider that you will be sat
in one of the Hollywood chairs or a beanbag if you purchased a beanbag spot. But you want to be comfortable. You want to make it through.
Okay.
In one piece.
So.
In one log.
Wait, I forgot even that we're meant to be drinking cocktails right now.
Oh, whoops. We're too excited. No, it's about okay. Twin Peaks.
No, but I also do want to ask, where can people get tickets if there's even any tickets left?
Well, you can head to thehollywoodavondale.nz to purchase the very last chance ticket. So if you want to come, I suggest buying them tonight or tomorrow.
You should. And if you're like umming and ahhing and you're like, oh, I've only heard about Twin Peaks, it's very cinephile-y, or you are scared of David Lynch, I just would highly recommend you go and sit through and experience the first season of Twin Peaks.
Yeah, I mean, it's a milestone in film and TV.
Cinema, really.
Because they sort of changed the landscape of television when the show came out in 1990, because it was serialized.
Yeah.
So think X-Files, think Scooby-Doo. That's monster, you know, monster one and done.
Yeah.
All tied up in the show. Yeah.
In one episode.
Yeah. So serialized means that you're left, you know, needing to find out more.
Yeah.
So shows like The Wire or Breaking Bad.
Sopranos.
Came from Twin Peaks.
Highly recommend you guys. Make sure you go. If you just tuned in, it's the Cocktail Corner. I'm sat here with Billy, the gorgeous sweetie from Hollywood at Avondale, talking to me about next Saturday. It's the bloody marathon of Twin Peaks at the Hollywood Avondale. It's actually an ideal situation, and I really hope that the weather is really bad.
Yeah, and if it's not,
that's fine.
Cares?
Who cares?
You'll be comfy and air conditioning, so it's good.
Now, let's get to this cocktail, because it's staring at me in my eye, and it looks delicious.
So what we've got is 30 mils of gin, 30 mils of Campari, 30 mils of cold brew coffee supreme, none other than coffee supreme, 15 mils of cherry syrup. So this is called the Red Room. It was designed for us by the wonderful team.
Wow.
At Coffee Supreme. And then you've got a bowl of ice.
Yeah.
So my father says, lots of ice, lots of ice. He's always told me that, and he ain't wrong. So we're putting lots of ice in. Because this ain't for the faint-hearted. It's pretty strong.
Fuck me, it looks pretty thick.
All right, I'm just getting the ice together, and I've got the mix just in a jug, so you can do that, and make sure you mix it up heaps.
Okay. So what is it? Gin, Campari?
Gin, Campari.
A coffee syrup or something.
No, cherry syrup and cold brew coffee supreme.
Fuck, oi, that look. It looks... Okay, when it's more concentrated, it looks way more scary, but when it's spread out through the ice, it's quite beautiful.
Exactly.
Darker. It's kind of red, but it's more like a blood orange red. Fucking hell, I have to take a photo of this, Billy.
And then... Gorgeous.
Oh, that is absolutely gorgeous. I might post it on my Instagram. I'm scared too.
But, oh well. Cheers, did a perfect parallel park on the way here, so I don't know if I can finish this, but let's taste it.
No, it's... Fucking hell, that's really yummy.
That's good.
It's got...
It's good.
The cherry. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, should I read some of these texts then?
Yeah,
someone said, talking about they were alive, aware, cognizant at the time of the very first screening.
So like past baby phase?
Yep, enough that they can remember it, apparently. Yeah. Okay, so we've got someone. I did, it was epic. We were all excited by the whole season. The BFM types back then, which makes a lot of sense.
Gorgeous.
We're all watching every episode. Someone else, Jamie, said, I watched the first the first series, it lost me a bit. The second series, when it stopped making sense, I missed the last episode.
It doesn't need to make sense.
That's the thing, because I also heard that the first season was lit, but that was also when David Lynch was directing them, and he didn't direct the second season. But I thought the second season was quite crazy and fab, to be honest. I was
absolutely
fab.
But in David Lynch's words, the pilot, which is the long feature length first episode, and Firewalk with Me, which is the movie he made in 1992, which is a prequel sequel. That is the meaning of Twin Peaks to him. He said, it's the pilot and the red room and where they lead. That's the real Twin Peaks. There's mystery in the air.
Wow. Well, then it makes a lot of sense. I mean, it doesn't, when you, I guess when you understand the world a bit, then you're like, it does make sense, you know.
Yeah, it does.
It does make sense. Another person, sorry, what were you going
to
say?
Nothing, just, I don't know. It doesn't need to, but it makes sense to each individual in a different way.
Yeah, I think sometimes when you're like, oh, it doesn't make sense, it's like, it shouldn't be a reason why you don't want to watch something. Making sense doesn't matter. And another great David Byrne said, stop making sense. So
exactly.
Okay, someone else said, our whole house and everyone we knew watched Twin Peaks religiously. Well, religiously get stoned to walk and enjoy the madness. I've since watched the whole series again, 25 years to the day for the grand finale.
Beautiful.
Only for David Lynch, it's true.
Yeah.
He is an amazing artist. He's a turn.
Second to none. He's incredible.
Yeah, highly recommend. You guys always play his films as well too.
Yeah, he sadly died last year, close to his birthday, I think in January. And we played his full retrospective of features, which is 10 features, and it was really special. And I felt like he was there because the theatre was full.
You know,
which is amazing
man.
For the Hollywood, and that's how he really believed in the communal theatre experience.
Yeah,
and we do too. So it was really nice.
You know this man, David Lynch, he likes to transcend and jump planes and, you know, play with time and space. So he's present. He's an eternal force and spirit. And I think you guys playing, or just religiously being a fan of him, but also someone that you really respect his art. It's beautiful to see.
Yeah,
we
want
to
do it justice.
Exactly. And I think in a building like the Hollywood Avondale
the Red Room.
It does have this kind of like eerie spirit to it.
Lynchian.
It's like, and also the kind of like gateway to the Waitakere. It is kind of like that. So
absolutely.
I would highly recommend that you guys go and check it out. And not even if you're like, I'm busy next Saturday, just go to the Hollywood anyway. It's the best.
Exactly. Come and see us. We're open other days apart from Saturday, the 11th of April, and it's magical all the time.
It really is.
Yeah.
Especially for a party.
Yes. And the magical, mysterious, secret guest who's going to be performing.
So who is that? Can you give me a clue?
She worked with David Lynch, a personal close friend of his. Everyone who's ever worked with him has always said the most amazing things. That he's just such an incredible person.
Yeah.
And he brings the best out of people. So it's really nice to have someone who knows him come and perform a couple of songs at the marathon. So that's your clue. Who's it going to be?
Who's it going to be?
I want to say it, but I also think it's kind of like very Lynchian to keep one mystery, you know?
Absolutely. Keep a little mystery going, bubbling away.
But it's going to be amazing. So you're in for a treat.
You really are. Highly recommend you guys. Make sure you go and do that if you're wondering, if you're thinking about going, or if you need something to do. And
if you think you've seen Twin Peaks recently, which you might have, but you could still come to the marathon because you've never seen it on the big screen.
Exactly.
The week after, on Sunday the 19th of April, we'll be playing Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me, the prequel sequel feature, the David Lynch film. So you're welcome to come to that if you miss out. And if you have tickets to the marathon, you get a discount on the Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me screening.
This is the great, this is also a really fab like transition into the wintry moment that we're about to get into.
Yeah, the Dark Woods.
Oh, fab.
The fabulous, gorgeous Dark Woods.
Exactly right. There's so many things that I'm thinking of in my mind of Twin Peaks, like so many quotable, silly.
I know, it's so nice.
It's a great piece of cinema.
It is.
Everyone go and watch it and enjoy. Okay?
Love you.
Love you. Love you all. Someone said it's Lord.
It's Lord.
Is Lord performing?
Yes, it's Lord. It's Lord and Britney Spears and Finn Andrews. And no, just kidding.
Almost. That was a good guess, but
I love
so
it.
So close, but no. Yeah.
She's not. Lord's not friends with David Lynch. Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Not according to me.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she is, but sorry, Lord, if that's true. I'm sorry.
I don't think she'll be listening, but maybe I'll just send her a message and just double check if it's her.
Yeah.
But if that influences you on to go or not, maybe it is Lord.
Exactly.
Lord of something.
Or Britney Spears.
Or Britney Spears. Both are valid.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for coming in and yapping to me.
You're welcome. Enjoy your beautiful Red Room cocktail designed by Coffee Supreme, the best coffee on the market.
Yes, it is very good. Highly recommend. Thanks, Billy.
All right.
You've been awesome.
You're a legend.
Are you going to be here next week?
I'm going to be here next week.
Yes. And then the week after?
No.
Oh, just
I will if you want, but no. We've only paid for two.
That's good. And that's the mystery behind radio, you guys.
Sorry. Nah, but support bad. BFM. If you guys want to sign up to get a B card or you want to make a donation or pay for an ad, get in touch.
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah.
Cheers, Oi.
Lovely.
Lovely. Shout outs to the Hollywood Avondale. That was Cocktail Corner.
Drinkies. Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.